Now, let us start by going to the book of John, the 10th chapter. John chapter 10, and we're going to look at verse 1 through 5, and very specifically, verse 27. John 10. This is the passage of Scripture where the Lord begins to talk about Himself and His sheep. The Word of God says in John 10, it says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice." I want you to make note of those words. His sheep hear his voice. Someone say, his sheep hear his voice. And he says, and he calleth his own sheep by name. He calls his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And it says, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. In other words, he leads them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Hallelujah. They know his voice. Someone say, the sheep know his voice. Say it again. One more time. If you are a sheep of God, you will know his voice. If mama calls me on the phone, I know it's mama that's calling me. I know her voice. I may not be able to describe her voice to you, but I know her voice. If Sister Margaret calls me, or Brother Andrew calls me, or Sister Lindsay calls me, I will know that voice. Amen? If some guy called Johnny from Timbuktu calls me, and I'm not familiar with that voice, I don't know that voice. It is a voice that you relate with, that you commune with, often that you recognize. Now, if I have not talked to you for about 5 years, there's a good chance that you might call me, and I will say, who is this? And then you say, what do you mean, who is this? Don't you know my voice? And I do that quite a bit. You know, I call somebody after a long time and say, who is this? I say, what do you mean, who is this? Well, if you've not communed with God for a while, God's voice sounds strange to you. Not because you don't know that voice, because you've not communed with that voice. Now, God wants us to be able to relate with Him in a very consistent way. Amen. He says in verse 5, and this is very good, this is very important. He says, and a stranger they will not follow. They will follow the voice of their good shepherd, but the voice of a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him. They will flee from the voice of the stranger. Why? For they know not the voice of strangers. Wow. If you are listening to the voice of a stranger and it is familiar to you, it must be because you've been hanging around strangers. You've been hanging around strange gods, strange children. The child of God hears the voice of God and doesn't have to wonder, was that God or was that me? Because actually, if your relationship with God comes to a place where it is close enough, you and God become one. And whatever God says is what you say. And whatever it is you say is what God is saying. Hello? Well, if that's not where you are, that's where we all need to be at. And that's why we come to church, so that we can grow. We can grow to the place where my thoughts and the thoughts of God become one. He says, we've got the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. And if you've got the mind of Christ, then you've got the thoughts of Christ. Can someone shout hallelujah on that? Was that me or was that God? Stop wasting your time. If it was not God, and you have to wonder, then you must go back to square one. What have I been listening to? Because you see, it cannot be you. Because the Bible says, you're dead. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I. It is Christ that lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen? I'm dead and he's alive. Someone shout hallelujah. So if I'm dead and he's alive, then the only person who's doing the thinking is him. Is that clear enough? Hey, the voice of strangers, they don't listen to, they don't follow, because they don't know that voice. Verse 27 of John 10, verse 27 says this. It says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they what? Follow me. I know them and they follow me. I don't know how mothers do this, but I've seen it happen. There might be a whole bunch of little children, you know, in a nursery. When their child cries, they know that voice. That's my baby. I don't know how they do it. But they know how to locate that voice because they are aware of that voice. When you relate with God, you connect. You're on the same wavelength. Hallelujah. Now, most of us have, most people today have television sets, and on your television or even on your computer, anything that receives information can be used for good or for bad. Now, the devil would like to use your ability to hear to speak to you. But because the picture is coming out of that same tube does not mean that it is godly. Do you understand? You are able to identify quickly, not for me. I don't like that. I don't want that. I reject that. Because the devil has not made any ability to hear. He just tries to use what God has already put inside of you. And God has put an ability inside of you to hear him. Amen? You have ears. Not just natural ears. You have spiritual ears. And you are hearing. Every time you're hearing something. Because God is speaking to you all the time. But at the same time, the enemy might be speaking to you. That's what I call the satanic voice. And your spiritual hearing that you hear with, you know, hear God speak to you from, the enemy may try to circumvent the system and come through and broadcast his lies. And the way you identify the lies of the enemy is exactly that. It is a lie. It's generating fear. It's trying to steal something from you because the enemy comes to kill, steal, and what? Destroy. So when you hear things that are bringing destruction to you, bringing fear to you, bringing confusion into your life, you know that's not God. That's not God. That's Satan trying to broadcast some lie into my life. I reject it. I bring that thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Then there is the broadcast of the enemy through the secular system, where the world system tries to influence your thinking. tries to tell you how to think, how to invest. You know, this is what's happening, invest this way. Or this is what's happening, run that way. You know, so your new system, anything that tries to form your mind to cause you not just to contradict the will of God, the word of God, but to find, bring you to a place where you find a point of compromise, where the word of God is not the all and all, is a broadcast of the enemy into the secular system of the world. Do you understand what I'm trying to say to you? So, if you're thinking of finding ways to make what God says is not true, palatable, or acceptable, or you find ways to make things tolerable for you or for your environment, you are getting a broadcast from the secular system, and that you must segregate from your thinking. Amen? What you want is the Word of God. What is the Word of God saying? And the way you get to know more about God is by finding out what He said before. If you don't spend time in the Word of God, how do you expect to hear from God? And if you hear from the enemy, how do you know that that was the enemy when you don't know what the Word of God says? You've got to make yourself familiar with the Word of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, before I go leave this point, I want to look again at John 10. And this is what the Word of God says to us in John chapter 10. It says in verse 9 and 10, it says, I am the door. Someone say, the Lord is the door. He says, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find what? Okay. Are you with me? Jesus says, I am the door. And by me, if any man enter in, if you enter in by the door, you shall be saved. Amen? And watch this now, and shall go in and out and find what? So when you are in Him and your walk is in Him and you are following Him, you will never be in a state where you will find no pastor. Here, you will never be in a state where you are not in the blessing. So when you go in, pastor, you go out, pastor, every which way you go, you are in pasture land. In, out, you are in the blessing. So if you're in the blessing all the time, what holds you from moving?
Nothing.
So if you are now free to make the decision because you are following the leading of God in your life, then you must be certain of this, that there are never going to be any bad days in your life, because God causes all things to work together for your good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hear the word of the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be what? Glad in what? In that day. Now, question. Has the devil made any days? So, if the devil has not made any days, and all days were made by the Lord, then every day is a day to rejoice. Somebody shout hallelujah. Celebrate. Glory be to God. Celebrate. Good days, bad days, whatever days, it's all good days to you. It's a God day. Somebody shout hallelujah. Because if you hear God, when it even seems like it was bad, God has something else on the works. That's what drives the devil crazy. Because there's no way to frustrate you when you are in God's will. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now, the word of God, come with me to the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy 4. I'm going to look at verse 36. Deuteronomy 4, 36. It says here, out of heaven, he made thee to hear his voice. From where? From heaven. From heaven, God made you to hear his voice. Why? That he might instruct thee. And upon earth, he showed thee his great fire, and thou hearest his words out of the midst of the fire. Hallelujah. And because he loved thy fathers, therefore he chose their seed after them and brought thee out in his sight with his mighty power out of Egypt to drive out nations from before thee, greater and mightier than thou art, to bring thee in, to give thee their land for an inheritance as it is this day. Point. God causes you to hear from heaven so that you can possess that which your enemies have taken hold of and have been stewarding until you get there. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 God has a way to speak to you, to take you to the place that you should be at. Be aware that the people God brings into your life, he brings into your life for a reason. You can tell your future by the events that have been happening in your life. You can tell. You know, even in the midst of your crisis, if you're Joseph, thrown into a pit, and then sold, you end up in Potiphar's house. Because you're called to be head and not tail, above only and not beneath. Watch this. You are accused, you're thrown into prison, but you are now running the prison. You're head and not tail, above only and not beneath. Are you with me? You are forgotten in there, but at the fullness of time, you end up in Pharaoh's court, and you're the second in command, running everything because you are what? Head and not tail, above only and not beneath. You can tell. You can tell when things are going crazy around you on where you land. It tells you your story. God is still broadcasting to you and saying to you, you are not a loser, you are a blessed one. Stay secure, stay steadfast, continue. It doesn't matter who hates you. Finally, one day, the haters are going to bow before you and say, I'm so sorry I messed with you. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. God says, I made you to hear from heaven. Every time God speaks, he speaks from heaven into you. And when God speaks heaven, he speaks heavenlies. Hallelujah. Yes. Some of you are still wondering what word that was. Heavenlies. Glory to God. He will speak heavenly things into you. God is not speaking hell. God is not even speaking earth. He's speaking heavenly things so that you can bring the king. The Bible says that we can live like heaven on the earth. Yes. You are bringing down your down. Let thy kingdom come. Yes. Thy will be done in earth as it is what? In heaven. So when I hear heaven language, I speak it here on the earth and I bring heaven down here. Because part of the purpose of you hearing is so that you can proclaim what God is saying in the heavens, in the earth. Hallelujah. That's what we're called to do. We're called to hear. Listen to this. In Amos 3:7, it says, God will do nothing. God will do nothing except he first reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets. Yeah? God will do what? Nothing. Nada. Nothing. He will do nothing except he reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets. Now, if the servants, the prophets, don't know the secrets, they can't say anything. And therefore, nothing happens. May I suggest to you that the reason why we don't see many things happen is because we don't know the secret. And the secret is what God is saying to you, his sheep. God wants to reveal his secrets to us. He wants to say to you what you need to know about tomorrow. What do you need to know about today? What do you need to know about what happened yesterday that's affecting your today and going to affect your tomorrow? What do you need to do to address it so that that which happened yesterday does not affect tomorrow if it is negative? Because many a time we are fighting against the harvest of yesterday. When you need a crop failure, you need to know how to make that crop fail. Amen? There are things that you need to say out of your mouth. And God needs to show to you the secret. I was talking to the Lord about something a few months back. And he said, showing to me in a night vision something in my past, something that happened with my grandfather, my great grandfather, that went on to my grandfather, that came on to my father, and now wants to play itself out in my life. So I found out the secret discussions that happened and the secret activities that happened way back, and I had to deal with it so that my children and I don't have to deal with that. Hallelujah. So I have to go way back. Well, God has already addressed the issues of iniquities, but I have to know the secret so I can cancel out by agreement that which God has already done. Amen? So I linked up with that and I said, okay, this will not happen. Sometimes God may show to you things in your dreams. Because you have a bad dream doesn't mean that that bad dream is going to come to pass. It is God's way of saying to you, this is coming up, deal with it. Amen? You don't, not everything that shows up in your dream is meant to happen. Some things are being revealed to you so that you know what to do to stop. But before you start praying and start rebuking the devil and this and that, do this first. God, you just showed me something. What am I supposed to do to counteract whatever it is that I just saw? God will tell you what to do. And then you do just that, It's not complex. You just do what God said, and the problem will be solved. Make sense? You just need to hear from God. Link up with God, because He has your best interest at heart. Amen? Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 4. Is somebody helping me up? Oh, yeah, good. Isaiah 50 and verse 4. Isaiah 54. It says here, the Lord had given me the tongue of the what? The learned. That's a learned tongue, a trained tongue, the tongue of the prophet. Amen? That I should know how to what? Speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth my ear to hear. Every morning, the word of God says, I awaken your ear to hear. Oh, wait. So, there are times when God makes you deaf. Oh, there are times that God shuts your hearing so that you don't hear, because He doesn't want you listening to a lot of garbage. So He awakens your hear, your hearing, your ears, so that you hear Him, so that you speak. Hello. Now somebody say, morning by morning, so what time is that? Morning by morning is a time. Listen, there is a time calendar that God has for you. How can I put this? If you keep a date book with God, God keeps that date. If you set up a time that you want to talk with God every day, that becomes a time that God speaks to you. Now, we can talk to God about all kinds of stuff, and understand that when we're talking about talking to God, we're not just talking about saying stuff, we're talking about linking in and listening. So, for example, tonight at 7 o'clock, we're going to come here, we're going to be silent before the Lord. So when you come and you're silent before the Lord, God will waken your hearing. And you start to hear things, thoughts will flood into your spirit. Now you're going to be able to decipher which is God and which is not, and shut off everything that is not of God. You're going to be able to say, this is my private time with God. There are times when I'm counseling with people, and I'll say things like, God, this is a private discussion time between me, this person, and you. Not even angels are allowed in this discussion. They cannot be part of this system. This is a private discussion. Hallelujah. And when I have that kind of a prayer, not even Mama is going to know what I talked about, because this was a private discussion. You understand? So you come to God and you say, this is a private time between me and you. I can only hear your voice. And so everything I hear henceforth, I believe I receive from you. And I will act out what I hear from you based on your directives and your guidance. And when you do so, God shuts out everything. He says, ask and you shall what? Receive. So you just ask God for a private time. And He honors that private time. And the more you keep these private times, and that becomes a time that God will specifically speak to you. You can try this and say, God, I like to be up at 5 o'clock or 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. or whatever time, and I like to have this time with you. And you know what? At exactly that time, God will wake you up. And he will speak to you. He will talk to you about the things that you need to know. Now, caveat. If you break your appointment, you break the appointment with God, he may give you chance number one. He may give you chance number two. But past that, you're not going to set up the alarm. You're not waking up. Because God does not have time to waste. And by the way, the reason you need to hear from God is because you have so much time to live and so much to do. You don't have time to be running around pursuing all kinds of rabbit trails. You need to know what you are called to do and why you're called to do it, and follow through with what God has called you to do and accomplish that assignment and know at the end of the day, I did everything God called me to do. It is finished. Amen? You and I need to be very regimented when it comes to living our lives in God. God says, I'm going to awaken your hearing. Morning after morning, I'm going to give you the tongue of the learned. Hallelujah. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 21. Isaiah 30, 21. Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 21. He says, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. What's that? God says, watch this. You're going through the path, nothing. This is the silence of God. You're doing the right thing. He doesn't need to give you instruction about whatever else. You're just doing the right thing. He says, but when you go to the right, he says, this is the way. Get back on it. You go on to the left, this is the way. Get back on it. Are you with me? So, as you're obeying God, sometimes there is silence because you're doing the last instruction. You're following through with what God said for you to do. But if you try to go off, he will redirect you. That makes sense? So God will redirect you because he wants you in the path. He wants you to continue in the path. He wants you to fulfill your assignment in that path that he's guiding you on. So you don't waste your time. You know, so many people with so many degrees, they have this degree in that, and degree in this, and degree in that, and degree in that, and degree in this, and they have all these degrees. They paid all kinds of money to get all this education, and they are smart and all of that, but they are never fulfilled because they are not following what God called them to do. So they're hitting and missing, spending all the thousands and millions and whatever else trying to find whatever it is they're looking for. Why don't you just follow the directives of the Lord and say, God, what do you want for my life? And just follow. Now, God may speak to you through your father. He may speak to you through your mother. He may speak to you through your pastor. Speak to you through all kinds of avenues that are available to him. But most of all, God will speak directly to you. Amen? He'll speak directly to you. He'll tell you what you need to do. The problem is that many times we don't listen. Then 20 years later, I think maybe I should have done this. Maybe I should have done that. Maybe this. Oh, now the devil comes. It's too late. It's too late. You're too old to do that now. No, no. It's never too late to do what God said for you to do. Amen? I don't care if you're 90. God says, this is what you're supposed to do. Last minute, do it. Amen? It's better to be late than never. Just do what God said to do. Give yourself a break. Because ultimately, God is going to deal with you based on what He said for you to do, not what you did. Well, Lord, I did this, I did this. None of that was part of the assignment. Did you do this? No. Why didn't you do it? I was too busy. Well, I didn't think I had it in me. Well, I didn't have money. Well, I didn't that. Well, I didn't that. God is not ready for your, you know, funny excuses. If He can cause water to become wine and walk on the water, He can help you accomplish whatever it is that you need to accomplish by His power. Amen? If He can make a donkey to talk, He will do whatever it is that needs to be done for you to fulfill your purpose. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So, the word of God is very clear. In Matthew 4 and verse 23, in Matthew 7 and 16, He says, let them that have ears hear. Bible says in 1 Chronicles 12 and verse 32, it says, the children of Issachar knew the season. They knew what Israel ought to do. And part of what we're going to be doing tonight is being quiet before God and hearing what God has to say. What is God saying? God will talk to you about all kinds of things. But the important thing is for you to listen and to do whatever it is that He says to do. Amen? I know I've told you this story over and over and over and over again, but it's worth stating again. Many years ago when we had a problem with our heating system here and cooling system, talking to the Lord about it, praying, asking God for money so that we can solve the problem. The money wasn't coming. Nothing seemed to be changing. I kept on asking, why is this so expensive? And I'll get all the rationale behind why the cost of fixing the problem was that high, until I was coming down Main Street and the Lord says, just say, let there be a Burger King. So I said exactly what I heard God said to do. I said, let there be a Burger King. Kept on driving and wondering, you know, why does God want a Burger King? Is He going to start eating Burger King now? What is this? I didn't know. I just solved my problem. Because, to cut a long story short, a Burger King was built right there by the corner of whatever street that is, Madison or by Jefferson. Enniskillen. Yeah, Enniskillen. That Burger King was a result. Because where I said let there be a Burger King was exactly there on Main Street. And a few months later, the Burger King was built, put in place, and the equipment I needed to solve my problem here came from there. On the very last day that a man was working there, and I got a guy, he came here, he solved my problem, and would you know it? Not only did God solve that problem, God solved many other problems. My insulation, the pipes were not insulated, and God brought somebody here, connected to the person who came to fix a water pump problem, got his friend, and they came here and they wrapped all the pipes. By the time everything was finished, I had something like 60 plus thousand work done in here, and all I paid was a $100 tip I gave to the guy who came from Burger King, and the $2,500 or $3,000 that I used to pay for the pump. Hallelujah. It was supposed to be a $30,000 praise God. It was supposed to be a $30,000 problem. But God said, not only am I going to solve that problem, I'm going to top it. I'm going to solve greater problem. And when hydro and central gas or whatever it is, their bills are shooting up. Thank God, if we had not done those insulations, I wonder what I'll be doing now. Because by the time the heat went from the boilers and ran the pipe through the pipe and got back, we'd lost 40 degrees or something like that because of the cold. But now, by the time it gets back, it's just maybe about 5-6 degrees difference. Thank the Lord for his faithfulness. Hallelujah. God knows your answer. He knows exactly what you need to do and when you need to do it. So, no reason to waste a whole lot of time. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, if you want to hear God, you've got to practice silence. And that's partly what we're going to do this week. We're going to learn how to be silent before the Lord. You're not asking him anything. You're not saying anything. You're just silent. He knows what is most important. He knows exactly what to say to you and how to say it, how to communicate with you in an effective and efficient way. He will speak to you. So when we come before the Lord today, we're just going to be silent. Hold your pen and your paper, and if he says something to you, write it down. If he says nothing, write nothing down. Amen? Don't make up things. But if a thought comes through your mind, and another thought, and they don't seem to be connected, because you are logical in your thinking, the chances are God just spoke to you. But if you are connecting things, 2 + 2 = 4, 4 + 4 = 8, 8 + 8 = 16. That's you. But if God starts with 2 + 2 = 4 and all of a sudden it goes to 10 divided by 6, so what? 10 divided by 6, what's that? That's not something that comes out of your mind. You don't want to divide any 10 by any 6. Hallelujah. That's way out there. And then all of a sudden you have the answer to that. And you didn't do any calculation. That's definitely God. God will direct you very specifically, and it will just flow. It will just come out. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So that's part of what we're going to be doing tonight. Just following through with what God is saying. You'll be amazed at what God is going to talk to you about. He's going to address things that you've even forgotten about. You might go back and answer a question that you'd asked him about 10 years ago. All of a sudden, there comes the answer. Write it down. Whatever God wants you to know, that's what he wants you to know. He will speak to you. The most amazing times for me hearing God is when I'm driving. I'm driving and all of a sudden you ask me a question and then you'll give me the answer. Because when God asks you a question, many times he knows you don't know the answer. That's one of the things I learned, you know, many years ago. Stop wasting the time. God, you're asking me the question, you know I don't know the answer. If I give you the answer, you're going to say it's wrong. What's the answer? And my God, when he gives you the answer, it is so simple but so deep. It answers every question you can ever imagine. There is no way to argue against the answer God gives to you. And that's exactly what's going to happen this week. You're going to hear from God. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, when you hear from God, it's important to just obey the instruction. You know, somebody asked me not too long ago, why is it that I don't hear from God? And I said to them, have you always not heard from God? I said, no, I've heard from God before, but I've not heard for a long time now. Well, I said, well, what did God last say to you? Have you followed that instruction? Because if you don't follow the last instruction God gave to you, don't expect new instructions. No. He will only tell you what he told you the last time that you have not done yet. So for some people, what you're going to hear this week is going to be what he told you before. Hello? That's all maybe you're going to hear. And it's now an issue of obedience. Obey the instruction. Do what God said. And as soon as you follow the instruction, the last instruction God gave to you, you will be amazed at how God speaks. Amen? Let me conclude for now, this evening, from 6:30 till 7 o'clock, I'm going to share again just a little bit to help us understand more effectively how to hear God. But let me say this much. Sometimes it is not just a matter of not hearing God, it's a matter of you recognizing the voice of the Lord. For example, in 1 Samuel, the Bible tells us about Samuel. Samuel heard God call his name. And he goes to Eli and says, did you call me? Eli says, no, I didn't. Go back to sleep. So he goes back to sleep. And then he hears his voice, his name again, Samuel, Samuel. He goes to Eli. Eli, did you call me? He said, no, go back to sleep. Third time, he comes to Eli. And the Bible says, Eli perceived that God was speaking to him. But he did not recognize that it was God. I am believing God that he will help you this week to recognize his voice. Amen? Not only hear, but recognize it. This is God speaking to me. God is speaking to me. God is saying something to me. I need to follow the instruction. I need to do what he said for me to do. Amen? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I trust that there's something that you heard today during this time of sharing the Word of God that will help you get things in proper motion and just follow through. Listen, when God is speaking to you, don't argue it. God says to you, this relationship is not for you. Don't try to make it work. Because sooner or later, what God said is what you are going to have. And if you keep on holding to something that God says is not for you, it will fall apart before you and you create bigger pain. And you know what? Let me put it this way. As long as I'm holding on firmly and tightly to this mic, you cannot put something else in here. You've got to release whatever it is that's holding you to God so that God can give you what he wants to give to you. You cannot have Mary come into your life as long as you are holding on to a Jane. Let Jane go and Mary will come. I don't know who that is for, but that's for somebody. Amen? Don't delay your future by holding on to what you think your future is. Your future is only what God has for you. Amen? Receive it. Bow your heads with me. Say with me, Lord, speak to me. I'm willing to hear you. Teach me how to recognize your voice so I can be in your perfect will. Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. I cry out to you. Help me. I need help. Clean out the wax from my hearing so I can hear you clearly. Grant me the ability to obey your instruction. Grant me the faith to walk in faith and not in fear. Lord, help my unbelief and do for me what I cannot do for myself. Help me to let go of the things that I should not hold on to, so I can receive what you have for me. I want what you have for me. I desire your will for my life. You said, if I acknowledge you, you will direct my path. Lord, I want you to direct me every step of the way, because I know, O God, if I follow your instruction and your direction, I have no reason to fail or to be afraid. I rest in your love, Father. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for speaking to me. I am yours. I can hear you now. Now and at all times. For you open my ears to hear you, so I can speak what I hear. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.